The views expressed by the host and guests of this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views and positions of the Truth Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to Faith Works Live. Call 515-727-5842 and join the conversation. Now, here's your host, Rebecca Haney.
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I know I say that a lot because, well, Mr. Rogers had a huge impact on me. But it is really, really true. If you're in the Des Moines metro today, wow, why aren't you outside? I don't know. I tried to convince our management here to allow us to broadcast long distance from the lawn. Like we could pack a picnic lunch and everything. But we didn't have extension cords that long. So here we are. You are tuning into Faith Works Live. And I'm so glad that you're here because this is Life Tuesday. Oh, my name is Rebecca, by the way. Hi, I know we're friends already, but just so you know, we would love to have you as part of the discussion always. And if you need that number, it's 515-727-5842, 515-727-5842. And we are also live on the Facebook. No censorship here. So we're very glad to be live once again on Facebook. I always feel the need just to mention that, like, hey, we're still here. And you can join in there. And it's just Faith Works Live on Facebook. Isn't that easy? As I mentioned, I'm Rebecca, and today is Life Tuesday, a tradition unlike any other, where we focus on ways to live out our pro-life. This is an issue and a topic that's been near and dear to our hearts. I know since the inception of this show, Pastor Mike is all about it. And if you know anything about me, so I'm right on that same page. And this is one of my first forays into hosting my own radio show was specifically focused on pro-life and about living out in practical ways our pro-life convictions right here and now. And so the young ladies that are joining me for this next hour, I'm so honored to get a chance to hear them and to learn from them because they have an amazing organization that's operating right here with great success, and it's called Embrace Grace. And Shay and Lily are my guests today. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for having us.
It's wonderful to have you, and this is something that I've been hoping to do for a while because I know a bit about the program of Embrace Grace. I've kind of been following a little bit of that, but I know there are many people out there who might just be hearing about it for the very first time, and so I'd like to give them a good introduction as to this specific mission and ministry and the uniqueness of it, because I think it does have a really unique focus. So let's start right there. What is Embrace Grace?
All right. So Embrace Grace is a ministry for young women up to the age of 29. We also refer to the young women as blooms. So you'll hear me kind of say that a lot as we're talking here.
Like a flower.
Yes, like a flower. They grow and they open up. They're blooming while they're going through these Embrace Grace courses. These girls, these blooms, they are facing unexpected pregnancies. And we at Embrace Grace, we really try to be that catalyst of change for them, really be that community of support and make sure that we are just showering them and their baby with love, regardless if they've chosen adoption or to keep their baby. Embrace Grace is a support group that's available to them. Is there anything you want to add, Lily?
No, that's a really good synopsis of the group.
All right. Well, and I know that it can operate at different, it's church specific, or typically mm-hmm. it partners with a church, right?
Correct.
And so, Shay, you're with Fort Des Moines Church of Christ.
Yes.
And so I'm really familiar with a little bit about how that operates. And Lily, you are with Hope Church?
New Hope.
New
Hope Assembly in Urbandale.
Okay, New Hope Assembly in Urbandale. And so when you begin this group, is it only focused on the people in the church or is it partnering with the outer community? Kind of, how does that look?
So we are currently a New Hope partnered with Agape Pregnancy Center and with Inner Visions. And they have love boxes that they hand out at their discretion to young women who come through, who are choosing to parent, or maybe even consider adoption for the child. Mm-hmm. And so those young women are invited to come and participate. They do not need to be a member of our congregation. And that's really kind of a big part, I think, for Shay and I both, is trying to help this grow and bloom and blossom across the metro area so that there are more churches that are available and equipped to help young women because you know, we have young women. We have a class of four girls that's about to graduate. And one lives, you know, downtown, and one lives on the northeast side, and one, you know, they're just kind of scattered. And so having more of these to where it's almost like a CVS, I mean, we kind of have that with churches in Iowa anyways. So if every one of these little churches or big churches has this available, I think it'd be amazing. So.
Totally. Well, and that's something that has long been, I think, my vision, and folks that know Tim, who's our normal co-host on Tuesdays, he's taken the day off, and suspiciously, it's the nicest day we've had in the history of ever. So I wonder if the two things are related. Just kidding, Tim. Enjoy your day. But Tim and I have had this kind of informal slogan over and over again that the church is the answer. That if the church is able to be that place of hope, and particularly if women don't feel like they're going to be judged in that situation, but they're going to be loved and supported, and they can know that they can walk into any church in America, hopefully, but any church in the state of Iowa, and know someone's going to be there that's going to be able to help me. And I know that I have a friend and a support system in the church, that's going to be the answer to making abortion unthinkable, essentially. And that's our goal. And that's the prayer of my heart, that we can do that. And so I'm so excited to see groups like Embrace Grace specifically adopt that as a model. But maybe we should get into that just a little bit about how it works, and we can revisit that and weave it through the conversation if as it comes up. But how does Embrace Grace work?
So the program was, Embrace Grace was started in Texas, and it's since kind of gone nationwide. As you can see, we're now in Iowa, as in many other states. So I know in totality so far, they've supported, Embrace Grace has had over 700 groups, which has supported over 6,000 blooms. So definitely trying to keep those numbers going, and doing so by partnering with, we're starting to partner with Des Moines Public Schools to reach out to younger teen girls. I think with our society, there tends to be a lot of shame surrounding teen pregnancies and young pregnancies. And I think, and I've experienced that personally, and I think that Embrace Grace works, and because they can come to a place where they don't only have that understanding from leaders, but they can also be a group of people and a part of a community of other blooms, other girls that are experiencing similar situations. Embrace Grace, I think, really recognizes and appreciates every single girl is unique. Every situation is different. My story is not like somebody else's, but ultimately both, experiencing unexpected pregnancies and having to go through that journey, we just want girls to know that they are not alone, because a lot of times at that age, they don't have the support of family. Maybe their parents don't support them. A lot of times friends are lost because you can't do the things that you used to do. And so we want you to be proud of choosing life for your baby and for yourself. And we want to just support you in any way that we can. So what we do is have a 12-week course for Embrace Grace. And we meet once a week. And we also have a baby shower at the end for our blooms. And you can also receive donations, items that might be brand new. We have items with, tags still on them, but also gently used, just donated items that you can use as far as clothes, cribs, all of those sorts of things that we can offer to help you through. We also offer resources. So if Embrace Grace can't do it, we'll try to definitely find you somebody that is faith-based that can do it. I think that one thing why it works is it's free. And I think that that's important to mention, is that these girls don't have any financial obligation, going forward. You're not required to attend church services or anything of that, sort. We'd love you to, we would love you to. And we're there to sit with you and, if you're nervous or whatever the case may be. But that's not the expectation. The expectation is that you kind of learn to be confident. In choosing life for your baby, regardless of what society thinks.
I think a couple of cool things that you mentioned. It was started in Texas, and Rebecca, you had mentioned, how you've kind of informally said that the church needed to be part of this. So I have this kind of long, extensive educational background in mother-child health, and God really spoke to me one day last September, like just laid it on my heart and was like, why aren't you doing this thing that I've prepared you to do?
Wow.
And it was like, whoa, like I was working for a corporation as a marketer, so partner marketing manager. And so I was like, whoa, that hit hard. And so I started looking, and I reached out to my sister, who's still back home in Texas. That's where I was born and raised, Fort Worth. And she was like, oh, yeah, my friend Amy, who's Amy Ford, who's the founder. Because my sister was a young mom. She had her first child when she was 18 years old. I was a young mom. I had my first child. I mean, it's very much a generational thing that happens. And so I really became convicted. Like, why are we not? Similar to how you were saying, like, we have to be pro-life in our actions and what we're doing instead of just saying, yeah, you've got to keep this baby. Like, we need to be equipping young women and teaching them and walking alongside them and telling them, like, it's okay if you're young. You can still be a good mom. You know, right. You can still do these things. And so I will say that the place I've kind of taken since I kind of jumped onto the scene, and I think the people, you know, the organizations that I've reached out to probably are like, whoa, Lily's coming to town and she's all over the place, is really to just like embed myself at the center of this and like rally and get all of these organizations together and collective. I love what Shay just said, like, we'll find the resource for you if we don't have it, because that's very much what we're trying to do. Like, there's all kinds of resources available that are faith-based, who will walk alongside and help, and all kinds of churches who want to help. But it's a matter of locating those resources. Mm-hmm. And so I think those are all really good points.
And I think you're spot on. It's really about whether or not they have opportunity to access those resources or even to know about them. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where we come in and trying to put our foot in wherever we can, mm-hmm. and just making sure that, you know, we've been in their shoes. So I think that hopefully you can mimic what I'm saying, but I really wish something like this was around when sure. I, you know, was first 17 and had a miscarriage that was very traumatic. I thought God was punishing me. So I turned to a life that wasn't me. I became pregnant again at 19, and I had my daughter a month after I turned 20. And I think that making sure that these girls know that we're not just going to stand up here and shake our finger at you and tell you to do better. Mm-hmm. We understand, we've been there, we've done this, you know, we've yeah. been through this journey, and let us help you, mm-hmm. you know, let us help you by lessons that we've learned and what we're bringing to the table. But not only that, but these blooms help us. I mean, we learn from them, you know, what, you know, experiences that they've had, and just, you know, learning that empathy and understanding other people and their journey to get to where they are, I think is just really, really important. And we actively seek our blooms.
Oh, well, let's pick it up right there when we come back. You're listening to Shay and Lily of the awesome organization Embrace Grace. And you can join the conversation too, 515-727-5842. And we'll have more in just a moment.
Welcome to Faith Works Live. Call 515-727-5842 and join the conversation. Now, here's your host, Rebecca Haney.
It's always a joy to talk with my friends at agapedsm.com, Agape Pregnancy Resource Center. That's agapedsm.com. And you know that they partner with the show because we're all about life. And they are a great resource for young women in a crisis pregnancy situation. They give them real information, real pregnancy testing, STD testing, confirmation ultrasounds, and just the practical information and help to help ladies prepare for their future. They don't need more pressure. They need support. And they can find that at Agape. So partner with their ministry at agapedsm.com. This is Rebecca Haney on Life Tuesday here on Faith Works Live. And my awesome guests are Shay and Lily from Embrace Grace. And we were talking a bit about the organization in general, sort of how it started. We're in Iowa now. So different groups kind of are church-centered groups that help young women, really teen moms or young moms, with unplanned pregnancy situations, and they may or may not have other children in their family situations, but it's I love how it's tied with the church because you're able to proclaim the gospel, that we can mm-hmm. be free mm-hmm. from the guilt, from the shame, from the sin, from anything that's keeping us down in those cycles of destruction, basically, that are leading us into mm-hmm. decisions that are not great for us, and that there is hope and a future. And so that just you know, that just makes my spirit soar, because that's where I think the answer is. And Shay, you were talking a bit about how the process of selecting the blooms and bringing them in, kind of getting them involved in the program. Mm-hmm. Can we go a bit more into what that looks like?
Yes. So I think, like Lily mentioned earlier, just partnering with clinics and groups that are also faith-based that may see these girls when we may not, and having them try to push them or encourage them to really reach out to Embrace Grace. As I stated, we're starting to work with Des Moines Public Schools. So trying to get our, you know, foot in the door there and making sure that, you know, we're identifying those girls early on and trying to get them involved in Embrace Grace, just to lift them up. And somebody used the word rally behind them. And I love that, because I think that with these being church-based, we really get that from our congregation, that rallying behind this girl. I tell my blooms all the time that you have an entire church. Our church isn't huge, but we have quite a few people. And you have an entire church of people that love you and don't even know you. Mm-hmm. They love your baby and don't even know you. Mm-hmm. They are here for you. You don't have to give up on your dreams. I went back to school, quit college when I had my daughter, went back to school when she was 10 months old and earned my master's degree. So I think that, you know, and Lily has a lot of education, you know, and being a young mom, I think it's important that no matter what your goals are, you don't have to let go of those. And so that's mm-hmm. what we really try to kind of have be the face of our, you know, of our interactions with these girls, and letting them know that it's not just a church. We're a group of women that are here to support you, you know, to share our love of Jesus, you know, with you and shower you in that love. But I think, you know, and you can speak to this a little bit more, but working with like InterVisions Clinic and trying to get those girls as soon as they identify that they're pregnant, by giving them one of these boxes, these love boxes, and hoping that when they go home and open that up, they feel the love instantly, mm-hmm. Which really pushes them to reach out. We will reach out to blooms or potential blooms if we are contacted by somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, I've definitely been contacted by dear friends of mine saying, hey, I saw this on a mommy page on Facebook. Just maybe you want to reach out. I have no problem doing that. I definitely reach out. I just introduce myself, let them know, hey, we're here for you. If you have any interest, feel free to, you know, go through our Facebook page, Embrace Grace. You can go to embracegrace.com and just type in your zip code to find a, you know, another church that may be offering it near you. There's not a huge presence in Iowa, but as Lily stated before the break, that's what we're pushing for, mm-hmm. Is to really establish a presence of Embrace Grace for girls of all communities. It's not just the Des Moines metro that faces this,
sure.
You know, suburbs, rural areas, and, you know, I think we identified before we got on, COVID, you know, is definitely playing a big part in that, the quarantining and supervision and things.
Yeah, definitely. I think a couple of things just to piggyback off of what you just said, Shay. The whole curriculum is about just like this almost like coming of age, like into motherhood, and understanding that God created that baby. So whether or not society tells you it's a mistake, if we're believers, we know that that's not true. You know, he uses the things, everything for good, you know? And so I think walking through that with these young women has been the most rewarding thing that I've gotten to do so far. We've had a couple of classes. My latest class of girls that's going through are amazing. They are all different ages, from 16 to 24. They come from widely diverse different backgrounds, and, you know, are in very different places in their lives, respectively. But, I mean, we've had one, we had a testimony night where we had another successful young mom who had her first child at 17 come and talk and just pour into them. And she wasn't even related to our church. She was just someone that I knew who could speak to it. And mm-hmm. it was so powerful. We have a night that's called, like, we call it Chains Night. I don't know the official mm-hmm. term for it, but it's all about laying, you know, it's a symbolic night of laying your chains at the foot of the cross. In fact, Bud at our church built us a cross, like a 6-foot cross, so we could have it. It was amazing.
Oh, it's so cool.
And one of our girls, you know, received Christ that night. So this is all about salvation. It's not yes. just about motherhood. It is all about salvation and realizing that, you know, well, for me, it gets even more personal than just being a young single mom. My mom was a young single mom. Mm-hmm. And when her and my dad got divorced and she left an abusive relationship when I was about three, we were homeless. And so I remember distinctly that a church came and picked us up and like put us in a shelter and helped my mother get on her feet. And I remember that. And I just know that if we continue to love like Jesus loves, and if we continue to show that to people, down the road, their stories are going to be different because they're going to remember who was there for them and who was ready to pour into them and, you know, share and love with them. So,
I really hope our passion comes through. I know, you know, over the radio, I think good. I'm glad.
I can tell.
I think that, you know, it just, we're so both so passionate about something like this. And so are, you know, the other leaders, even those women that are leaders, but may have not experienced an unexpected pregnancy or a teen pregnancy. But I think that we just have this passion for young women, you know, to make sure that we are behind them, to lift them up and make sure that they're supported.
Well, and that's an area that maybe we can go next, because we're about to take a break, and I see you, clock. I see you sneaking up on me, so you're not gonna fool me this time. We're listening to the powerful testimonies of Shay and Lily, and their passion is coming through. They are with Embrace Grace, and so there's a couple of different groups that you represent. There's Embrace Grace at Fort Des Moines Church of Christ and Embrace Grace at New Hope Assembly in Urbandale. Mm-hmm. But there is a larger partnership kind of blooming, as it were, on the way, so we're going to get into that a little bit. And then also, I'd like to logically, if we could, about the importance of the message of grace and the gospel of grace, because I think there's some maybe a few mixed messages, and I think the church is doing much better than it has historically about embracing young women in particularly unwed moms in crisis pregnancy. But there are some background issues that tend to come up when you're talking about this. So maybe we can just go there and look at how the church can uniquely minister to these young women too. All right. Sounds good. If you are listening and you want to join in the conversation, we'd love to have you. It's 515-727-5842 or on Facebook at our post on Faith Works Live. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Faith Works Live. Call 515-727-5842 and join the conversation. Now, here's your host, Rebecca Haney.
You know, my friends at Animus Beef are happy to help your grilling situation this summer. And I know that everybody out there, if you're listening, you've been waiting all winter and now you've got the grill out on the front porch. And what goes better on a grill than a delicious beef steak? I can't think of anything, actually. Mm-hmm. So at our house, we love to have Animus Beef at the ready. More often than not, it's on our dinner table. And if you're a busy mom, well, the kids are going to need to eat. So why not feed them Animus Beef? It's a great product. It's a great value. It's great nutrition because it's all naturally raised. They do an excellent job at their farm. And happy cows make better burgers. I'm just saying. You can order online. And as well as getting any of your questions answered about how exactly all of this works, to order the beef directly from the farmer, they'd be happy to help you. OhnemusBeef.com, OhnemusBeef.com. That's what's for dinner. And our friends at Iowans for Life have been fighting for life ever since 1972. And we are happy to partner with them. They have been pro-life warriors advocating for the dignity of human life from conception until natural death. And they do that in so many different ways. They've got a great new series on pro-life apologetics that we're going to be featuring on a future Life Tuesday. And they're also hard at work at the State House advocating for legislation, constitutional amendments, so much more. Great educational opportunities there, and I think some more events coming up. Last year was a little fluky, but this year hopefully we get the chance to get out and really show how pro-life Iowa can be. And you can find out how to partner with them too at iowansforlife.org. That's iowansforlife.org. My name's Rebecca, and you've tuned into Life Tuesday on Faith Works Live. And our special guests today are Shay and Lily from Embrace Grace. And this is a really special program. So if you're just tuning in, I invite you to check out the podcast in the very beginning of the show. But just as a refresher, Embrace Grace is a program for women and young women in crisis pregnancy, not just teens. We think of teen moms, but young women in an unplanned pregnancy situation. And it really centers on groups from a local congregation to just love on these young women and take them through a specific curriculum and a series of lessons, classes. She's called a bloom. And because she gets the process of growing and blooming into who God has always intended for her to be and to grow into her capacity as a mom now. And so that, I think, is wonderful that this is a partnership with churches. Mm-hmm. And folks know my heart that the church is the answer, I believe, to any issues of if we're destroying life in our culture, then the church should be the sanctuary for life. The promotion of life should be second nature to us. But how we practically do that can look a little different. And I think sometimes there's been a struggle in churches to know how to help love young women in an unplanned pregnancy situation. Mm-hmm. Say a young, maybe 16-year-old that's discovered that she's pregnant. She's not married. And if she goes to the church for help, then the church has a choice in how to respond. And I think sometimes churches struggle with, how do I remain true about, you know, God can't tolerate sin and we shouldn't be promoting sinful activity, but we need to respond to this young girl with love and grace in the way that Christ would. So how do we go about doing that? And I don't know that we've always done a great job, mm-hmm. just to be honest, as the church. I think young women have come against a great deal of judgment, mm-hmm. in general. I think we're trending better, but I just wondered if we could speak to that a little bit about the theology behind the Embrace Grace approach.
Sure. So I respectfully disagree. I don't think we have a choice. I think the choice is simply to love, right? Like, that's what we're called to do.
Sure.
Not to judge, not to determine someone or weigh other people's sin. So in my mind, if a young woman comes to me and is in, you know, pregnancy crisis or mental health crisis, or no matter what sort of issue they are facing, it's my job as a Christian to walk with them. And it's my job as, you know, a maybe not necessarily a leader, but someone who is actively trying to lead within my church to come alongside them. And I think that's what we're called to do. I do see where it gets a little sketchy on the theology side of things, to not be wanting to therefore promote the sin. But I think what we have to realize is that, again, A, we're called to love, and B, this is a life that was created by our Creator. The same Creator that created us created this child, knew and loved them while they were formed in the womb. I mean, there's so much scripture that approaches that. And so how you could be anything but loving towards that is, I just cast the first stone, I guess. If you've never done anything wrong, then you go for it. So,
I agree. And I was going to say too, I mean, we're all sinners. We've all sinned. Mm-hmm. We've all done things that we may not be proud of. These girls are coming to us for a safe place. Mm-hmm. They're coming to us for love, you know, like Lily said, and as Christians, that's our job. As a Christian, if you're pro-life, then you're pro-life, yeah. Bottom line, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the reasons. And if you're going to stand behind being pro-life, these are circumstances, these are situations that you're going to have to be supportive of in order to ensure that this young mom feels safe in having this child and moving forward. And I think that's where the church really comes in, is showing that grace, you know, showing in that mercy, just like God shows us, and, you know, loving on them and showing them that they have a church home, regardless of how their lifestyle is. We welcome reformed drug addicts, you know, reformed alcoholics. And this is no different. A sin is a sin. This sin created a life, and we're going to support this woman and their child. And I think that
the value, like the worth,
yes.
is the huge piece,
yes.
that we really try to focus on and pouring into them. A lot of these young women come from very abusive, think of the worst circumstances that you can picture. And a lot of the young women that come to me have been through that. And so that's not the only young women, by the way, who can benefit from Embrace Grace. Mm-hmm. So whether you had a really great upbringing and then you just find yourself in the situation, or you have had this really difficult existence up until this point, we want to come alongside you either way. But helping you realize your worth and your value, and that worth and that value outside of sexuality. Because we live in a culture and a society that is very, very prevalent. Everything is based off of this, right? How sexy we can be. If you look on the news, I mean, that's really where we give women their worth, which is obviously super messed up. That's not the way, you know, Jesus intended it to be as he came out as the great equalizer and was leveling the playing field. But that's where we find ourselves today. So teaching them and helping them to see, you know what, you can lay this like baggage down and we can move forward and we can walk step in step with each other and step in step with, you know, our Savior and go from there. So
yeah, and I guess that's why I walked down this road a little bit, because it seems like we shouldn't be at odds with Christ's message. We should walk as he walked. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do in general as Christians. But for whatever reason, there has been a lot of this, maybe a sense of judgment about this area in particular. And it has always been just a crushing sadness to me when I realize that there are women who sit in the pew on Sunday and then feel like they have to go to an abortion clinic to make something go away, because they can't be honest and they can't feel welcomed and forgiven, and that message of grace doesn't apply to them as well. And I just want to give everyone that's in that situation a hug and say, yes, absolutely, you are welcome here. Yes. And there is a place that Jesus loves you so much, and that he sees you as this amazing, precious gift. He wants to pour that love into you, and that we are here to pour that love into you on his behalf. And so that's why I'm excited about this organization. There's also a really, I think, exciting opportunity that I know just a little bit about. So I want to learn from you. We've got 2 minutes. Can we mention kind of some of the partnerships that are beginning to happen in 2 minutes?
I think so.
We got time?
I think so. As I mentioned, trying to get our foot in with Des Moines Public Schools, we've been able to get into one of the high schools that's close to our Embrace Grace location, and trying to just, you know, just like we do with the clinics, trying to reach these girls at the beginning, as soon as they identify they're pregnant. I know when I was 17 and pregnant, one of the people I confided in was my school counselor. And so I think just having you, equipping these counselors with this type of information and letting them know these groups are out there is huge. And Lily works with Ruth Harbor, and so I'll let her speak a little bit more in regards to that partnership. But we have just recently started conversations about, getting together and really identifying needs of our community, and whether or not maybe Ruth Harbor and the Embrace Grace program that's kind of involved there focuses on, you know, the unexpected pregnancy piece. And as a church, we don't want to stop loving on these blooms. So, helping them kind of transition into Embrace Life as a single mom and still being that support system there for them.
It's another component.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So there's Embrace Grace during pregnancy. There's Embrace Life after the pregnancy. And there is also Embrace Legacy, which is a young single father's side of things. So both of those are very important pieces in that. And there's more, but we can talk about it.
Well, we've got one more segment, so everybody stay tuned. Okay. We'll learn a whole lot more about Embrace Grace as much as we can in like 10 minutes. So we can do this. Mission accepted. You're listening to Faith Works Live.
Welcome to Faith Works Live. Call 515-727-5842 and join the conversation. Now, here's your host, Rebecca Haney.
The fine folks at Inner Visions provide hope and practical help to young women in unplanned pregnancy, and whether that is pregnancy testing, STD testing, or confirmation ultrasound, or just the caring and confidential voice of hope and support when you need it most. They have two clinics one on the west side and one on the south side. And so at either place, they're providing hope and help for young women all across the Des Moines metro area. And you can call them 24 hours a day at 515-440-2273. 515-440-2273 for Inner Visions Healthcare Clinics. You're listening to FaithWorks Live, and boy, if you're just tuning in right now, you have to go back and check out the podcast on our Facebook page, which is FaithWorks Live Facebook. Let me just say, Shay and Lily have been awesome guests. They are from Embrace Grace, and if you haven't heard of this organization, you're going to want to. You're going to want to get involved. You can even set up a group in your church as well, and that's Embrace Grace, and the regular website is just embracegrace.org, isn't it?
.com.
Yeah. .com?
Yeah. Yep, okay. I checked before we came.
.com. embracegrace.com. Yes. But they could also connect with you guys and reach out to you and and get the lowdown on how to get a group started. It does look like we're building some connections in the Des Moines Metro, too, with both crisis pregnancy centers, you said, and even in the public school system, which is incredibly exciting to me, because I know that especially for teens, when they find out that they're pregnant, it's kind of like the clock is ticking as to when they're going to make that decision. It tends to be between 6 to 10 weeks, as I understand, whether or not a woman is abortion-minded versus deciding to carry her child or parent her child. So, I mean, that would be, I can just see huge opportunities there to get to know young girls when they're in when they need the most help, when they need the most support, and they're feeling the most pressure, and they need the message of grace, like you were just saying.
Yeah, I agree. And I think in the schools, one good thing about that is even if we aren't directly getting in contact with that bloom or that potential bloom, her friends may be aware of it, you know, so just getting that awareness out there and making sure that moms and aunts and grandmas and best friends, you know, sisters all know that this is out here. So then if somebody in their life comes to them with this situation or, you know, an unexpected pregnancy, then they can show love by trying to direct them there so that they don't have to try to make, you know, that decision by themselves.
Yeah,
I think it's been such a source of healing as well for other young, other women who were maybe once in this situation, who maybe were kind of coerced to have an abortion, even by a loved one or someone, you know, at some point, or just walk through it. I think I've seen that a lot in our church. So many women have come up to me and said, hey, like, I want to be part of this. I don't ever want any woman to suffer the way I suffered. You know, I want to be here. I want to walk alongside them. And there's so much healing and hope in that piece of it as well. So I think that that's a really great thing to consider and continue. Even my I have a ninth grade youth group of girls. And so even those girls, like, they get involved, they come, they'll help babysit sometimes, or they help decorate for the baby showers, and their moms being involved with it. And so that's such a powerful thing to show, you know, like, we're standing here and we're standing with women, and we're going to help them make these choices and walk with them. And by the way, the message isn't like, oh, you had, you know, premarital sex at a young age, just keep doing it. You know, it goes back to the redemption and salvation and walking in this new, you know, you've cleaned and you're walking in this new way as a mother, you know. And so I think churches shouldn't be concerned about that aspect of it, because the idea isn't like, oh, we'll love you and give you free stuff and send you on the way. It's like, no, this is a transformative period. And I've so far have seen everyone who's participated in, regardless of how like gung-ho they were in the beginning, it's happened for all of them, you know, at varying degrees, but it's happened for all of them. So I think as far as the partnerships go, I do also work for Ruth Harbor. I'm a life coach out at the Mother Baby Program in Carlisle. And so kind of get to see both sides of this, which is amazing. I'm just still tickled that God put me here. Like, when he asked me to do this, and now all of a sudden, like, I'm kind of on all sides of it. It's just amazing to see how he works and to be part of the blessing. But we are at New Hope also really actively, like Shay said, really wanting other churches to grow and to adopt this. And so I can speak for myself. If you are interested and you think there's a need in your church and you're in the Des Moines metro area, even outside of this, I'm happy to come alongside you and kind of show you what we've done and how we've structured it and set it up. Because there's multiple ways to do it. It's not a really strict you know, way and timeline of doing it, which is great. Yeah. And then just to mention that we do have an event coming up in June, on June 26th. It's for young families. So we really just want to help young families and, you know, single moms, single parents celebrate. This event will be specifically for families with a baby under the age of a year old, a year or younger. There's going to be free photography, free photography.
That's a fun phrase, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you can come and get a couple of cute shots and a really cute little baby blanket that we have been working on. And then on the other side, there's going to be an exhibit hall. So we're also inviting any businesses, any pro-life, pro-family organizations in the area to come and participate. It'll be absolutely free to you, and all you have to do is show up and have a little booth and hand out a coupon or a pamphlet, bring a smile, and just show these families that you love them and that you support them. And I think that speaks, you know, the church is not just what's within inside the building. The church is all of us as Christians. So we should be living that and walking in step with that, not just when we're inside the confines, you know, the four walls of our church building, but within our lives, within our businesses, within the things that we're doing. So we're trying to kind of provide a space for that, and are happy to have anyone participate in that that needs to. I can make sure my contact information is available so that people can reach out for us or reach out to me for that.
That's wonderful. That's June 26th. So that's coming up here. So that's advance notice. You can mark it on your calendars now, and we'll try to make sure people are mindful of that as it draws closer. We can remind them of that as well. And that's at New Hope Assembly in Urbandale. So we'll keep that in mind. Yep. And Lily, I just wanted to mention, because we've only got a couple of minutes. Isn't that weird that time flies? They say time flies when you're having fun. So I'm sure everybody out there is just as excited as we are. But I've had fun. So thank you for coming in and being a part of the show. Something that you just mentioned during the break, and I tried to write it down because all the gems that happen during the break, only I get to hear. So I have to share this with my friends in the audience. You said you made this comment that in the Gospels, Christ shows such grace to women who pursue him. Mm-hmm. And that is a thought you just want to sit with and just want to hold it next to your heart real close, especially for all the ladies that are listening, that Christ shows grace to women who pursue him. That's beautiful. And it's true. And I mean, the examples of even just the relationship that he had with his mother that we see through the Gospels, several Marys in the Bible as well. Mary Magdalene comes to mind, the woman that is the woman at the well, where he knew all of the sordid details of her past, and he treated her like she was a human being and someone who was worthy of really being one of the first missionaries, because she goes back to her people and says, hey, come on and see this guy. Her message was, he told me everything I ever did, and he still loves me. This is the Messiah. Like, this guy knew everything about me, and he accepted me. And he thought I was worthy of being recognized by him. So you need to come and see this guy. And I can resonate with that.
I mean, that's what Embrace Grace is all about. You know, that's exactly what it's about. And, you know, God tells us that the kind thoughts that he has towards each and every one of us outnumbers, you know, the grains of sand in all of the world. And if you've been to a beach, even a small Iowa lake beach, not really a beach, but, you know, even that, you know, that number of, exactly, the number of, you know, grains of sand is just amazing. And if you think collectively in the whole world, I mean, he has thoughts that you could never even fathom of love towards us. And I think that that's just important to remember, that that's our job, is just to show that love no matter what. It's a completely judgment-free zone, and we're here to support you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, just you had mentioned the theology behind it, and that's kind of what just popped into mind. We can show through scripture in plenty of places where Jesus showed abundant grace. I mean, just like the Canaanite woman, he was like, I'm not here for you. And she was in such pursuit of him and he could, you know, and that's what he wanted to see. So I think that we get glimpses of that, and that is how we're supposed to respond as the church. And I do have the video. I think you shared it.
Yes. I shared it on our Facebook page. So you can check that out. That specifically show, it's a quick little video. So it'll give you a good introduction to Embrace Grace.
It talks about what we do. It shows some pictures, some video clips of a baby shower that we did, And it also has a really great Dietrich Bonhoeffer quote at the end of it, which I think shows exactly what the church is supposed to be.
So you got to click on that, because everyone needs a good Bonhoeffer quote
in
their life.
Everyone does. Yep.
You've been listening to Shay and Lily, the amazing ladies from Embrace Grace groups here in Iowa, and you're going to want to start one of your own after this, I can only imagine. Mm-hmm. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And God bless you at FaithWorks Live.